something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah.
Now, I found out that many shepherds know their sheep by name. Now, I was studying about shepherds and sheep from different parts of the world. And I discovered that there are those shepherds that are so intimate with their sheep that in spite of the fact that they have thousands of them, they give them individual names. And that a sheep can respond very intelligently. Like, you know, you call a dog by name and it answers you. The sheep does the same thing. It responds to his name. A sheep can be very well trained, but a sheep is very meek, very humble, very friendly. Why don't people use sheep for what they use dogs for? Because the Bible says the sheep will flee from strangers. The dogs will withstand strangers. Praise God. But the sheep will flee. They do not respond to strangers. They run away. Very, very warm. Very, very friendly. But you know, they are kept within the sheepfold. So when you lead a soul to Christ, he must be brought into the sheepfold. Otherwise, he's still unprotected from the hunters. He's unprotected from others, from the wolves. And, you know, the sheep are gregarious animals. They love to move together. So when you find a sheep somewhere, always is looking for friends. Doesn't like to move alone. Looks for friends. So if you leave that sheep out too long, you make new friends. They don't like to move alone. They like to move together. When you win someone to Christ, you must bring that person into the house of God. That is when you begin your discipleship. Whether you begin by taking that person into your cell, or by moving straight into a main service, whatever it is, your idea must be to bring him into the church. Until that is done, you haven't won him. You see, you have given him the gospel, but he's still not in the sheepfold. He must be brought into the sheepfold. Do you know that there are several Christians, and maybe several of us here, who minister to people regularly, and we win a lot of people, but we cannot account for these souls to say, there is so-and-so, I led him to Christ. There is the other one, I led her to Christ. You cannot show them. You just preach at large. No, you've got to be wiser than that. You have to be wiser than that. You have to be wiser than that. And we showed you from our cell system one how you begin an evangelical process. Whether you are in a new place or not, how you can start out from just you. It's there in your cell system one. Do you have it? How many of you have a copy of cell system one? Put down your hands. How many of you don't have it? You don't have it. Now, I'm going to take it very seriously with you because I don't know how you can be a cell leader without that manual. Let me tell you this. You cannot be a cell leader in this place without that manual. Because that's where we show you what we want you to do about cell leadership. So I'm going to give you from now till later Sunday. Do you have new copies around? Do you have the materials? You have them. We have new copies. You have copies here. Now, copies are available here. I want to ask you to collect your copy today. Today. You go there to the table at the back when we close, collect your copy, put your name down. If you have your money to pay for it, pay for it. If you don't have your money to pay for it today, then you come back and pay for it. But you must pay latest Sunday. Now it's compulsory. You cannot, and let me say this to you pastors and leaders, do not make someone a cell leader who doesn't have a copy. How could he be a cell leader? What's he going to do? How was he trained? With what was he trained? With what material did you train him? If you trained him, then why didn't he have a copy? As long as he doesn't have a copy, he's not trained. That's my conclusion, and I'm serious. How did you go to school without books? Even if you can quote it off by heart, you still need it. Praise God. Now, in that material, we have several articles there, and one of them teaches you how you begin a discipleship process. Winning someone and building from there to the whole church beginning. We have it all in there. Now, some of you have the material, but you're not using it. You're not using it. If you put it to work, you'll be amazed at the result. There is something for you to do, not just have a copy, browse through it, and keep it back. No. It's something you're supposed to use to produce results. So when we win people, we must bring them into the house of God. Otherwise, we don't really believe in what we say we believe. See, I see a lot of Christians that I tell them, you don't believe in heaven. You're deceiving yourself. If you believed in heaven, you wouldn't live the way you do. You wouldn't say the things you say. You really don't believe. You think you do. Your actions prove you don't believe. When you see a Christian who doesn't lead others to Christ, he doesn't believe the Bible. You don't know what it is. Believing The word believe is from two Anglo-Saxon words. The English word believe. One is to accept the existence of a thing. The other means to act as one who accepts the existence of that thing. So when you say you believe, believing without action is not believing. There's a difference between believing and mental assets. So when you believe and it's not propelling you, you don't believe. Your believing should propel you. Your believing ought to make you do. So you don't believe until you act. You don't believe until you do. I remember several years ago, and I read certain things in the Bible. When I read them, this was the earlier part of 1981. And when I read these portions of the Bible, I sat back and I asked myself, do you really believe? If you really believe, I said, so why are you like this? I said, if you believe, why are you not acting like someone who believes? I was asking myself very serious and pertinent questions. Because I looked, I said, if I believe this thing, I'm going to run with it. I said, no, I don't think I believe. Because if I believe, I'm going to be everywhere preaching the gospel. Now, mark you, at about this time, I've already been preaching. I've already held several crusades. Do you understand? By 1981, I was already doing a lot of these things. But I was looking at another level of motivation. If I believe, what more would I do? If I believe, how would I look at the world? One of the things, see, one of the things I remember reading was in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And I came across these great men and women of faith. And the Bible says that Noah believed God's word. And that because of that word that God spoke to him, he condemned the world. He no longer saw himself as part of the system.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.